A former X Factor winner is to become the first female to take part in an annual celebrity football match held at Carrow Road on the 21st of May. Sam Bailey, who won the singing competition in 2013, has been chosen to join the star-studded lineup for this year's Jamie's Game. The charity match, which takes place at Carrow Road in Norwich, raises money to encourage disabled and disadvantaged people to take part in sport. And Miss Bailey, a former prison officer at HM Prison Gartree in Leicestershire, is the first woman to play in the event's five-year history. The singer, who was mentored by Sharon Osbourne on the ITV show, is a keen footballer and Leicester City fan, and has played at a number of charity matches around the UK. Other celebrities taking part this year include Callum Best. The 36-year-old reality star is the son of former Manchester United winger, the late George Best. Jake Wood, the 44-year-old actor, plays Max Branning in the BBC One soap EastEnders. Other celebrities taking part include James Argent, Darren Eady, and Dean Gaffney.
Two children's charities in Norwich and Galston are celebrating after sharing a £97,000 funding boost, thanks to the annual BBC Children in Need appeal. In its first funding round of 2017, BBC Children in Need has awarded Norwich-based The Hamlet a three-year grant of £70,102 for play and social activities for profoundly disabled children and young people. The project aims to support children and young people to develop friendships while increasing their communication skills and raising their well-being. In Galston, Shine East, Norfolk, has been awarded a two-year grant of £27,778 by BBC Children in Need to provide outings and trips for disabled children and young people. Shine East, Norfolk, offers children and young people the chance to enjoy fun and engaging activities that encourage play, learning, and go on to raise children and young people's confidence and self-esteem.
Three recipes have been created by the Great British Bake Off's Kate Barmby to support a charity which supports bereaved children and young people in Norfolk. For the third year, Nelson's Journey Fundraising Week, known as the Purple Picnic, will return. And between June the 12th and the 18th, individuals, schools and businesses are able to hold their own Purple Picnic to raise vital funds. This year, the charity has gained the support of local celebrity Mrs. Barmby, who has created three recipes to feature in the Purple Picnic fundraising packs, and will also be visiting a picnic during the week. She said, "Having met some of the young people that Nelson's Journey has assisted, I've become aware of how much they help children in Norfolk to rebuild their lives when the worst tragedy you can imagine has happened." Sarah Hyde, Community Funding and Marketing Officer, looks after the fundraising week and all participants. She said, "We're really excited to have Kate Barmby involved with the Purple Picnic this year. She has already been so passionate about our charity, and I'm sure lots of people taking part will want their chance to meet Kate at their picnic."
A hospital radio station will be able to purchase a new automated system known as a sustain or play-out system, thanks to a generous donation. Wiltshire Farm Foods gave Hospital Radio Norwich a cheque for £1,000. The radio group is a voluntary organisation and registered charity whose aim is to relieve the stress and distress of hospitalisation by befriending patients at their bedsides and entertaining them through broadcasting. Each evening, except Sundays, a personal choice of music and dedications are played to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Apart from the request programmes, they broadcast 24 hours a day with a wide variety of music, as well as programmes and interviews. Also broadcast during the day on the hour is a two-minute national news bulletin. For sports fan, there's a full live commentary of all Norwich City's home games. Occasionally, outside broadcasts of local events are featured as well.
Volunteer cyclists can sign up for a major Norfolk fundraising challenge where participants will cover 320 miles over 3 days and visit all of the county's rugby clubs. The annual Club Together 2017 event is happening in September and organisers hope to sign up 100 riders. It is hoped the challenge will raise £50,000, half of which will go to the National Wooden Spoon charity, which helps disadvantaged and disabled children and young people through rugby. The rest of the money from Club Together 2017 will go towards charities chosen by rugby clubs. Organiser Mark Loveday from sponsors Loveday and Partners said almost half the fundraising target had been pledged. Neil Turner from Norfolk-based Pedal Revolution said, "We will be there to help you overcome the scale of the challenge. Each rider will pay an entry fee of £152 and each rider has to raise at least £250.